Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and 14 to 24. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, he has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. On my bed by night I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him but found him not. I will rise now and go about the city, in the streets and in the squares. I will seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but found him not. The watchmen found me as they went about in the city. Have you seen him whom my soul loves? Scarcely had I passed them when I found him whom my soul loves. I held him and would not let him go until I brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her who conceived me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles, or does the light of the field, that you not stir up or awaken love until it pleases. What is it that's coming from the wilderness like columns of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all that fragrant powders of a merchant? Behold, it is the litter of Solomon. Around there are 60 mighty men, some of the mightiest men in Israel, all of them wearing swords and expert in war, each with his sword at his thigh, against the terror by night. King Solomon made himself a carriage from the wood of Lebanon. He makes its post of silvers, its back of gold, its seat of purple. Its interior was inlaid with love by the daughters of Jerusalem. Go out, O daughters of Zion, and look upon King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, on the day of the gladness of his heart. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, mother the Mary of James, and Salome brought spices, so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Good morning, this is Tim Tribble coming to you from Sacramento, California. Today's readings come to us from Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and 14 to 24, the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. In today's reading, we have the Song of Solomon. Very interesting book to read. There's people that aren't quite sure why it was included. Today's reading The first part is titled The Bride's Dream, and this is where the story is being told of a bride and her dream of finding the one whom my soul loves. And then the second part of it is Solomon arrives for the wedding and talks about him being carried and on his litter and 60 mighty men, the men of Israel wearing swords, experts in war, and each of his sword, a sword at his thigh against the terror by night. And it's an interesting reading. There are some analogies that can be made, and especially in the bride's dream, and that's can also be an analogy for us looking for God and looking for the one who my soul loves, the one who we believe in the most, the one that will be true to us, because people most certainly aren't. So we have the reading from Song of Solomon, and then we get into the Gospel of Mark, and this was our reading for Easter portion of it, and this is the resurrection. And in Mark's version, so we have Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James. So there's four Marys, by the way. There's Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Mary the mother of Jesus, and there's one reference to the other Mary. Don't know who that is. Other Mary was a very popular name. And Salome. So these were women who were associated with Jesus. These were women who had been around his ministry, had followed him, and had been part of this. And this is something that gets missed a lot in the patriarchal interpretations. As Jesus, the 12 disciples, they talk about the 12 disciples, and they were all men. There were a lot of women there, and there were a lot of stories where Jesus interacted with women, and women were worshiping Jesus and did things for him and helped Jesus in his ministry. So the three women went early in the morning. Now, we have to back up here and get some little bit of context. The Jewish Sabbath starts at 6 p.m. on Friday night and ends at 6 p.m. on Saturday night, roughly. Okay, depending on where you're at. But sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. All right, then there are certain things you can and cannot do on the Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath does allow for the anointing of the body, but the spices they would have needed to do that they could not have purchased on the Sabbath. Remember, there was no time when they took him down from the cross and put him in. There was no time to do it, so they were coming back a couple days later to try and properly tend to his body, because they weren't expecting the resurrection. As much as he talked about it, no one saw it coming. So they had gotten the spices so early on Sunday morning at sunrise, they would have gone out, because then they could see where they're going, and they would have gone to the tomb. And it says on here, on their way, so they got up early on the first day of the week. When the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And on their way, they're sitting there talking to, who's going to move that big stone? These are big stone discs, and it would take several men to move them, not just three women. But they arrive, and the first thing they see is the stone is rolled away. And in other versions of the story, in other storytellers, of course, we have the Roman guards. There's no talk of this here. There, in other versions, we had a gardener. In this one, there was a young man sitting on the right side of the tomb, dressed in white robe. Of course, they're like, wait, what? They were alarmed. This very well could have been an angel, because what he says is, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. So he's talking about another, he's using other person, the third person here. He was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him, and you can see that, you know, the rock is empty. Go tell his disciples and Peter, I love that part, that he's going before you to Galilee. So they're still in Jerusalem. The disciples, the men, are hiding in the upper room where they'd had the Last Supper, Maundy Thursday. They're afraid to go out. They figure they're going to be next because they're going to be a witch hunt. They killed the leader. Now they're going to come get the rest of them. I mean, that's the way we do business, right? So the women come out. They're the ones, they're going to go tend to the body. They're the ones that go out, even though there's this thing about getting, you know, everybody's concerned about going after the followers of Jesus. They go to tend to the body. They're the ones that find it. Find he's not there, and they're the ones that are told, go tell the disciples and Peter. And I just love this and Peter. Remember, Peter had denied Christ three times the night he was crucified, before the crucifixion. So make sure Peter knows too. We're going to call him out by name. And that he is going before them to Galilee. So now they got to get on the road and get to Galilee. And you will see him there, just as Jesus had told them. So they left. Then they were afraid. It said the two words here, they were trembling, and astonishment had seized them. So they were shaking. I mean, you know, somebody's supposed to be dead and they're not dead. That's a pretty emotional experience for someone to have. And of course they were astonished, absolutely astonished. How did this happen? You know, all of a sudden click, 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 click. You know, you see the gears going all of a sudden clunk. Oh, this was real. This is it. You know, that thing that we go through, you watch people when they start to realize something, you see the gears going click, 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 and then boom, it's there. So here we have the women, and they said nothing, for they were afraid. They didn't go out and announce it. Didn't go running back. They did go further on, you'll hear, they did tell the disciples and Peter, who they went running down and going, yeah, right, the women. That's a whole nother story. They had to go see for themselves. And then they do wind up meeting Jesus. But this is something, the power of the story is, this is the resurrection. Jesus said he would rebuild the temple in 3 days. This is what they were talking about. This is the new covenant is now in place. The very beginning of it. Christ was crucified. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Death has no more power. The power of death has been taken away. And there are, you know, back then there still are what we refer to as death cultures. People are absolutely just on it about death. The power of death has been taken away. Christ is risen. We have the new covenant. And now it's time to get things in line to start to go to spread the word. Amen.
A prayer for a person in trouble or bereavement from the Book of Common Prayer. Merciful God, who has taught us that in your holy word, you do not willingly afflict or grieve anyone, look with pity upon the sorrows of your servants for whom our prayers are offered. Remember them, O Lord, in mercy. Nourish their souls with patience. Comfort them with a sense of your goodness. Lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with Pew Pew HQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.